Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody and anybody. Today is Friday, February 3rd, and we're grateful it's Friday, Tori.
Thank God.
Don't we like Fridays?
It's Friday.
We like Fridays.
Yeah, every day starts to feel like a crazy day with this news. But yes, happy Friday, everyone. It's a little rainy if you're in Los Angeles.
Yes, and like we always say, you'll care about the weather 2 years from now.
That's right.
But we got to start the show somehow, and we do have nice windows here.
I'm also wearing makeup, which is new.
Usually
I wake up and kind of show up in like my owl pajamas almost. Yeah. But you know,
so
I'm
trying.
So you
woke up with some energy this morning?
A little bit of energy, you know, wanted to look real nice for our guests.
Very nice.
So here I am.
You're looking exceptionally nice.
Thank you, sir.
And I will, I welcome every time you have the energy to get up in the morning.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Excuse me. Wow. The cough is still not gone 100%. We have a very special guest in the studio. We always like to talk about dating here.
Yes, love.
And we're going to talk about online dating and everything, which everybody seems to be doing these days.
And I wonder if it's actually making it easier or harder.
Well, we'll talk about that and see. You know, I don't know if it does or not, but it does allow you. I think today we go beyond our like just neighborhood or the same town or whatever, you know, right? Now we can meet people anywhere.
Totally. You can get dumped by people everywhere.
No, exactly, right. So we'll talk about that and more today on this show. I'm going to have to leave in a couple minutes when another host shows up, and I'll have to take a quick break.
Oh, no.
But Tori will keep you busy.
No, what?
We'll see how long.
Oh.
Gonna...
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
So what's new, Tori? Let's start talking about something in case he walks in. Anything we need to know about other than the Super Bowl, which seems to be overshadowed by what's going on in politics?
Yes, even like Beyonce's twins was a little bit overshadowed.
Right.
Which was cray-cray, because that's exciting. But I think people were so excited to get a break in politics. They're like, something other than this has happened. Yes.
Yeah, right.
So right now, I think that photo is up to like 10 million, 10 million Instagram likes.
Already?
Most liked photo on Instagram. So
ever?
Good for her, yeah.
Whoa.
And she's done a whole album, so you can take a look and see her lounging with the belly in many other poses.
Wow.
So she
can
did
you imagine
whole...
having such influence, you know? I mean, where you can mobilize so many people.
Like where you have to actually be careful about what you tweet or say, which I wish Trump would listen to, but
I think you have.
Yeah, she's like the instant she put that out, that's the news cycle for the next 4 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
that's
interesting.
True, right?
Yeah.
And I guess pictures can divert the attention a little bit and take us into nicer places.
Totally.
When you have pregnancies and it's Beyonce and everything.
Yeah, Like I said, you either like or love or obsess with Beyonce, or you don't have a feeling. You don't dislike Beyonce. There's
exactly.
No one.
I'm like that.
That's like someone saying I don't like food or like I don't like music.
So she doesn't have like a controversial bone in her body.
Just no.
Oh,
no,
okay, cool.
She just slays, okay?
Yeah.
She just slays.
If she slays, that's fine with
me. She's a fantastic entertainer and whatever. She slays. She's the best. She's a great feminine role model.
That's true.
And she's got hips.
She has hips, so that's a good
she's not sticked. I mean, not that I don't love Taylor Swift and secretly have like a major thing for her, but like she's got a booty that like that opened up a lot of J-Lo also, but
so
the
it makes
curves
it like more
are
acceptable
absolutely
stuff?
And she only hires dancers with lots of curves because you know she wants to represent.
Yeah,
so good for her.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that anorexic dancers are any better than, you know.
And they're more tired. They're tired.
Yeah, and they don't look great either, you know.
No.
So good for her. Well, Beyonce's pregnant. Twins, right?
Twins.
Yeah. So that's, how old is she, in her 30s?
I think she's like 21. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That's true. I forgot. I was thinking about your mom.
Yeah. I don't know why you would say
that. Yeah, I know. But
I'm proud. What's good is I'm the same age as Britney Spears, and I always think that sounds young. So that's good for me. I just say I'm Britney Spears' age.
There you go. She's always now. Do you really think 35 is old? I mean, let me ask you this. Come on. You know, these are the best years. I think the 30s are the best.
I'm very happy.
Good.
I'm very happy.
Good, you should be.
I'm with a good man.
It's, you know, I think you're the most productive.
Yeah.
I think you're the most, you mature by then, you know, so.
Yeah, creatively.
So you don't have all the crazy stuff from your 20s.
Yeah,
and many people look great in their 30s. Yeah.
My body in the 20s, girl. Mm-hmm. And mine is still like, I'm not like a 6. I'm like an 8, but man.
There you go. You see, like you got to appreciate 11. Yourself.
Ugh, whatever.
Yeah, and besides, you're not trying to sell yourself to other men, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
It's not like you really need to be stick figure, you know?
No, but you want to, you know.
No, that's true. I mean, you still want to be attractive and everything.
Yeah.
And
turn some heads.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
I totally agree. But the key, I think, is to accept yourself and do what you can. You know, if you're not happy with yourself, do something, you know. But people just sit back on their ass and they're like, oh, look at my body. You know, well, no, that's not the way it goes, you know. But at any rate, I don't care about that, really. I really don't.
Good for you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, whatever. It's like the body is not the first thing I look at, you know.
What is the first thing?
I look at a face.
Really?
Yeah, I look at a face. Unless they come with a cleavage, and which means they want you to look there first, you know?
Yes, I see what you're
saying. I guess
she's
checking it out.
Yes. Okay. She's wearing some nice V-neck. Yes. The V-neck does say, hey, I'm a little spicy.
Yes.
I'm marinated and spicy.
That's true. But it's not like when you push them together and lift them up and stuff and a big cleavage. And it's like you can't avoid it. And sometimes I wonder, how does she have the guts to go out of the house like that?
You know?
But they're really proud of their boobs. You know?
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll look. I mean, I don't care. But it just makes it very difficult to look in their eyes when
it's a little distracting
the boobs
for you guys.
Are right there,
yes,
you know?
I feel you. I do understand.
Yeah, it's
hard to.
She's mooning you or something, you know? So it's funny. But. We're going to be talking about dating in just a couple minutes. Are you going to go see that new Robert De Niro movie about the comedian, it's called?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like a stand-up comic.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
probably
yeah.
going to see that.
Yeah, I would love to. De Niro's very interesting in his autumn years.
Right. He takes on some cool roles, you know, like against type.
Yeah,
right?
Like when he did Meet the Fockers, I was like, this guy is hilarious.
Yeah.
Who thought De Niro was funny?
Right.
I have nipples, Focker. Can you milk me? That's a great line. And I was like, De Niro's doing it. You know, he was used to epic films. So that's when he started his whole comedy sort of turn.
Right.
So, yeah, he's a...
Wasn't it with Analyze This before that?
Yeah, that's actually true.
Right?
But I think he was still a gangster, remember, in Therapy.
Right,
so there was
right.
still like De Niro.
Right.
You know.
It was his character. Yeah.
Which was great. God, that's a good movie, actually. I should watch that.
I know. So, but they're saying the movie's not that funny, so I don't know what's going on. There's some good punchlines they're saying, but that's about it, you know. So.
All right.
So we'll see. We'll maybe check that out. Also, Nordstrom, I guess, decided to not carry Ivanka
Trump
brand
anymore. Ivanka out.
But you know what? They're saying it's not political, but it's just not selling, which makes sense.
Yeah, you know what? That's called because it's political.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's political, but maybe not for Nordstrom, or maybe they're not framing it in that way.
Of course, they're spinning it. They don't want to be politicized, but guess what? I stopped and loved a pair of Ivanka Trumps, and they were at Nordstrom's Rack, super cheap, ready to walk out, and then I was like, oh, hell
no. You didn't get it.
Oh, hell no.
No,
I'm putting these puppies
her,
back.
Huh?
And as I put them back, a girl walked by and sort of like winked. And I was like, she knows what's going on. Or she could have been picking me up. I have no idea. But when there's a hashtag going around called grab your wallet instead of grab your pussy.
Okay.
And it's about women taking back the power because they make a lot of monetary choices within
That's
the family.
True.
So people will not shop Ivanka Trump or Trump's ties or Trump's anything. So Macy's has already gotten rid of Trump. And now last night, Nordstrom dropped Ivanka and Uber, the CEO, removed himself from the advisory board that was with Trump because of so much criticism.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So things you do make things happen when you grab your wallet.
That's true.
Because Uber experienced a major, major backlash.
Yeah, but it's probably going to go away soon. You know, I mean, people forget.
They do, but when you brand yourself in a way, it sticks in a politically fervent environment. Does that make sense? Lyft is like the hero and Uber's the evil one.
That's true, yeah. But you know what? I mean, there's been instances where CEOs would come out with stupid things that they say or things that don't really represent what the company represents.
Right, but he was like, being on Trump's economic advisory panel, it was just, he lost a lot of women, just backed out. A lot of people, men and women.
Yeah.
So it just shows you when you make monetary choices, decisions change very rapidly. Do you know what I mean?
How
it has a lot of power.
Yeah, but I guess Ivanka doesn't really need to sell those anymore.
Oh, she
anyway,
does. That
right?
makes a lot of her money.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Her shoe line was a huge, huge monetary...
Really? I never realized
huge.
It was that big.
Oh, my God. It was like a major thing for her. Like Jessica Simpson made her shoe line and became multi-million dollars in that.
Right.
So every woman knows Ivanka Trump shoes... Cute, yeah, cute. Yeah. Like Forever 21.
He didn't come in yet, right? You didn't see anybody walking in?
No.
Okay.
Are you seeing people?
No, he would be here asking me to start the show.
Oh.
So, yeah, 10 minutes in. Mm. All right. Well, let's bring in our guest
on
right now.
Warning.
We're sitting here patiently. We're joined by dating expert Julie Spire. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Hi, hi, hi. So much fun to be here on a rainy Friday. Who ordered this weather?
I did, actually. I do rain dance every couple of days because we need the rain here. But welcome to the show, Julie. Are you an Angelino? I mean, are you used to driving in the rain here?
I don't think anybody can drive in the rain, whether they were born here or came from another country. Rain is a hard news story in L.A.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah. It's like breaking news. There's a drizzle in the air, possibly.
Right. And it's like a major thunderstorm in their book. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But and it is drizzling for the most part. But it feels nice, right? I mean, when it rains and it's dark outside and it's warm
it's
inside.
Moody.
It's kind of warmer in
it's
here
It's getting
now,
warmer.
Right?
I think it's our love.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the heat in
day.
The room. Yeah. We started with a very cold studio, folks, this morning because the heating is broken. So,
we started a small campfire in the corner.
Yeah,
and
I know. My hands were hurting. She's like, I'll bring you a space heater. I said, that's not enough,
no.
You know. So, at any rate, back to the show. So, Julie, you're a dating expert, digital matchmaker. What's a digital matchmaker?
A digital matchmaker is basically someone who, well, it's me, but what I do is I help singles find love on the internet. So not only do I create their profiles and help them craft emails that will actually get a response, but I go on and I select 10 matches of people that I think that they should be writing to, that they should have a date with.
Wow, really?
That's what everybody wants.
Really?
Everybody wants this person because they don't, everyone doesn't know what, no one knows what they're doing.
Right.
On online dating.
No, that's true.
They
though.
All need this person.
And plus you got to go through millions and millions of
oh, it's
profiles.
Horrible.
It's, yeah. It's
and no one
to
wants
find.
To do that.
No.
So I'm their wing girl. I'm the one they go to because it's just
too much
overwhelming.
This is a good industry niche because I bet there's a lot of need.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of online dating going on, right? And it has been. I got to tell you, when the internet started, I was already doing online dating.
Whoa.
I was in South Africa. That was 1996, you know?
Who was online?
I'm telling you.
I beat you by two years.
Wow.
No. I mean, I had been online for many years before that. But what I'm saying is, when I started dating, there was just Match.com.
Right.
It was free at the time.
Wow.
Right? Like 95, 96, it was
free.
And then there were like local ones. So when I was in South Africa, I met several women.
Like SafariLove.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was so unusual to do that. It was so new, you know.
You didn't
although
tell
we had
anyone.
Had video dating before.
Yeah, you wouldn't tell. That's right. There was a stigma still. You wouldn't tell anyone. That's right.
Would you say, though, Julie, that it still has stigma for people?
For some, but not most. There was a Pew Research Internet study that came out last year, and it said that 59% of Americans believe that online dating is a great way to meet someone. And that number went way up from 2 years earlier. So more and more people, I mean, look at the girl next door, celebrities, everybody's
dating
online.
Everyone has a cousin that's married because of Match or something.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and I mean, I've dated like that several times. And it works.
I did it too.
Yeah,
I mean,
it opens up a whole new world, right, Julie?
Well, the way I look at it is you get to cast a really wide net. I mean, let's say I wanted to date a guy from South Africa. Well, you know, I find you, right?
Yeah, that's right. So here's my question. On Match.com, there is a profile catch, like you can have a tagline. Like the very first thing people see. And mine was, is this thing on? And I got very few dates. What is a good profile tagline like you have on Match or eHarmony that gets people attention?
Well, I think the tagline's important, and then the traditional sites have it, as you say. So on Match, for instance, you have a catchy screen name.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Like,
okay.
So like it could be Yoga Lover. Mine was Piano Baby because I played the piano.
Oh, that's
good. And then my tagline, I think, was, if music, it was one of those, Shakespeare
like
things.
A nice quote or something.
A Shakespeare quote.
Okay.
Or somebody puts a Rumi quote on. So basically you can be funny, But have something that really, you know, represents what you like to do. If you like to hike, well, that's great. You'll find another hiker and you'll go up the mountain together.
Sure. And then, so should you put what you really like to do in your, I didn't even think about that, but your profile name, you should put that, you could put that in your profile name.
I always put that in my profile name for the clients I coach.
Wow.
So one of my profile names, I love using these names because I have to like show people by example.
Sure.
Was Music Lover LA.
Okay.
And because I like going to concerts.
Sure.
I play the piano.
And you know exactly where they are, who they are. They're romantic already. You got a lot from the name.
Right. And anytime you have a name that's specific, that doesn't say like Julie 123.
Yeah, I was like, Tori, 451 pound, yeah, hashtag. Right?
Like, every guy's going to remember that.
Right.
Right. They don't get very creative, right. You know?
Yeah, the more creative you can get, it will help you stand out in this really crowded digital playground. Mm. Plus, it gives people a reason to ask you questions. So, piano baby, or do you play professionally,
piano, right,
or what's your favorite song? I mean, guys want to know, like, what am I supposed to say? So, if you give them, you know, little cheat sheets.
Sure. You know, it is a cheat sheet.
It helps the cause.
My my really good friend got married because hers was like Runner Baby 123, and he sent her something about a book on running, and then now they're married.
Ooh, I love
same
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
Same
it.
Thing. Interesting.
There you go. So, Julie, how did you get into? I would imagine, did you initially get into like saying I'm going to get into online dating, or were you doing other matchmaking and dating assistance before you decided to get into the digital side of it?
Terrific question. I was a technology executive, and I, like every girl, I suffered through a breakup, mm-hmm. you know, crying, mm-hmm. My heart smashed. And it was in the early 90s when, it was a year before Match.com launched. I mean, it was really super early.
Wow, yeah.
And so I basically said, I'm really busy, and you know what? I'm going to replace that guy, and I'm going to replace that guy with an internet mate. Mm. And you watch me get on there, and I'm going to rock that internet.
I didn't even know what the internet was.
Yeah, right?
Well, that's because I think I was on the internet before people knew there was an internet.
Right.
So in those days, it was chat rooms, and I was a charter member of Love at AOL on the dial-up connection that, you know, took forever. And,
wait,
you know, we talk about free. I mean, everybody wants everything free and fast with Wi-Fi. I mean, where's the connection? Then we had to pay per minute.
You had to pay per minute, and it was so freaking slow. And yeah,
remember the sound?
Yeah,
it's like owls crashing
the
into
modem,
one another.
Yeah.
So guess what my monthly bills were in those days?
Oh God, very high.
Like $250,
$300?
Yeah.
God, to be online.
You know, just to like, you know, chat with guys and find a boyfriend.
Right.
So anyway, I got back together with a boyfriend. So I retired my profile. And then I started writing profiles for all my single girlfriends who were like, how did you meet all these great guys? What are you doing? Uh-huh. So I did that sort of on the side until I wrote my book, The Perils of Cyber Dating. And once that came out and became a bestseller, it was
All over.
And my whole life had to be 100% focused on being a dating coach. So I created Cyber Dating Expert for singles to share their dating stories and to give, you know, advice for the lovelorn.
Awesome. You see, so you find your calling eventually, you know?
It was perfect. It was the marriage of love and technology.
Sure.
Right. So it was just a perfect fit.
Both things you love to do.
Right.
So what is some of the major mistakes, maybe three big mistakes? I think that's what people really want to hear that they're making on their profiles.
You know, I was thinking about that as I was driving over this morning. You know, the one that really irritates women the most is when they look at a profile and it's filled with typos, or the letter I has the little I with a dot over it.
I'm already not interested in you. You'll friend zone you so hard.
Right.
I don't care if you went to Harvard. If you can't type and use your keyboard or at least click spell check, you're going to look real stupid, degree or not.
Amen.
And people don't think about that, you know, but let me tell you why. Because if they were not stupid, they wouldn't be making these mistakes in the first place.
Right. And
they would learn how to write.
And also, if you're careless on that, how careless are you going to be in this relationship?
Right.
Yeah, typo.
Yeah. So the typos are bad. The other thing is the word count. We don't go online and go, wow, that's a pretty girl. Wow, let me read all 10 paragraphs of what she's written.
Right, exactly.
Leave the novel at home.
Right.
So make it quick, to the point,
right.
Short.
But right. I noticed some don't even put one word in there. And I'm like, well, you know, what am I supposed to go? And then they go, oh, the guys only go based on the pictures. Well, yeah, you didn't give me anything
else.
Yeah,
creepers. Here. Don't do that without any profile.
Right. I mean, the pictures are everything. But then if somebody's attracted to your picture, they're going to stop and they're going to look at the rest of your profile. And if it's blank, they're going to swipe left.
Exactly.
Tell me about pictures. How many? I think I took like a lot of my chin at one point. It was just taking random selfies. Like, I didn't do it well. Can you just tell me what's a good amount of numbers? And should you be shirtless if you're a dude?
I hate those shirtless selfies. So I don't know why these guys think it's they think it's the coolest thing to do. But girls get like, oh, God, gag me. There's another selfie with them. Bare chest in the mirror. We don't like it.
Ugh.
So my sweet spot for numbers is for profile photos, five. I love five photos. And if you're on an app like Tinder, they allow you to have six. Use all six.
Okay.
And when you're posting photos, you know, look happy. Don't have like a grin on your face. And please don't wear sunglasses. My gosh, what are you hiding behind those shades?
Right, exactly. Or you know what?
Are you a vampire? I don't know because I can't see your eyes.
Exactly, you know. Now, I understand that you want to have different kinds of pictures, right? Like a headshot and a full body and with your friends and activities and stuff like that. I get that. But some women will only put one picture, and there's four women in the picture.
You don't know.
Who are you here in this picture?
It is so confusing. Right? You know, these party shots, keep them on Facebook. Put them on Instagram.
Right.
But don't put them on your dating profile, because a guy is going to look at these pictures of you and your posse of girlfriends,
and
he's going to be confused and go, which one am I supposed to have
that date
with?
Exactly.
So it's really got to be all about you, unless you have a puppy dog and put that as your last shot.
If you're a guy and you do use the last shot with a puppy dog, I'm in.
Really?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And don't
forget, it's a cat, I'm not in. But a dog, I'm in. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, they're taking
a
chance with you then.
Yeah.
For those of you joining us, we're talking to dating expert Julie Spira. Her website is cyberdatingexpert.com. You have a lot of stuff on here. I mean, this is definitely something that will keep me busy reading for a while. What are some of the other things you have on the site? I mean, it's full of stuff.
It really is. I mean, we have a whole section on mobile dating because I created something called Mobile Dating Bootcamp before Tinder ever came out. So I always like to write about mobile dating and the latest and hottest dating apps, as well as the newest features on the popular ones like Tinder and Bumble and Hinge and so forth. And so there's a lot of information on mobile dating because that's what everybody's doing. We're attached to our mobile phones. It's next to us in bed at night.
Uh-huh.
And I have a whole series of videos on there, really a lot of fun videos I did with Your Tango. And safety. I mean, I have to really bring up the safety issue.
That's a good point.
A woman needs to feel safe when she's on a date. Doesn't mean the guy shouldn't feel safe because there's some crazy women out there. But you're really looking at the safety issues. Don't accept a date after 10 o'clock at night. I mean, chances are your date had somebody for appetizers, somebody for main course, and your dessert.
I'd want to be entree, just because it'd be the biggest course.
But I don't see a woman that would go out at 10 o'clock. I mean, is that really a tip we need to know? Or?
Yeah, you shouldn't ask her out for a date past 10.
Exactly. Yeah, I would never ask.
Oh, no, there are guys that are come over 11:30 midnight.
Okay, but the first time, though?
Some dumb ones.
And maybe just to hook up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, screams, booty call.
Yeah, it's not really a date, you know?
So one of my favorite apps for dating is How About We? And it's about, if you want to go to the Renaissance Fair, you meet someone else who likes to go to the Renaissance Fair, or if you like to go hiking.
Cool.
So what are some of your favorite apps that you think work? Like, my friends are all on Bumble is a huge one.
Yeah,
Bumble is good.
I like Bumble. But also Tinder before that, because Tinder is the most popular.
Sure.
Right? But many people are saying, I don't know, to me it seems there's a lot of garbage on there. And also, people are calling it the hookup thing, but that depends what age you're in, right? I mean, in my age, there's no hookups on Tinder, let me tell you.
Have you tried?
I've tried.
There's no flame in this Tinder.
Yeah.
Help, Sam.
All about long-term relationships.
I feel you.
Go ahead.
You know, there's a really interesting trend with mobile dating right now, and apps like Tinder, which started in the college marketplace and definitely was a hookup app, you know, they've grown up a little bit. They've been out for 3-4 years. And so now they claim that 80% of their users are looking for a meaningful relationship.
Yeah.
And so I have all these Tinder love stories, success stories of people who got married on Tinder.
Wow.
But you're still going to find the garbage and the people that want, you know, they say, hey, I'm looking for a poly relationship and can I have a threesome? But they should go on another app like Thrinder.
Thrinder? Is there a Thrinder? Yeah. Get out of here.
Thrinder, wow. For ménage à trois and stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
That's hilarious.
I'm not on it.
Yeah, Okay, well, it's good to know there is one.
Yeah, Sam's writing it down. Case, hold on 1 second.
It's always nice to know it's there.
Yeah, note to self. Should you be on more than one app?
Absolutely. I mean, believe it or not, the average American is on 3.5 mobile dating apps. I don't know where the 0.5 comes in, but you know, it's somewhere on 3, somewhere on 4. And that's actually the average number. So basically, the same people might be on all those apps, but join, you know, if you're on Match.com or OkCupid or Plenty of Fish, any of the larger sites with the critical mass, make sure you download their mobile app. Mm. Because, again, it's a faster way of meeting people. It's more efficient. It's more fun. Yes, you swipe. And, yes, you look at superficial pretty photos. But if you like someone, you will read the profile. Mm. And the thing that I like about those is because you get the push notifications. And so if you go into your settings and you turn on push notifications, you can turn it off if you get irritated by them. But guess what? Mm. If you want a date for Valentine's Day, turn on those push notifications, because if you have a digital crush on some cute guy and he sends you a text message, you'll get a notification instantly. And he may say, what are you doing later? Mm-hmm. And don't play this hard to get, well, I have to wait 3 days, because Valentine's is going to be over and he'll have two other dates.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You'll have appetizers and entree.
Yeah.
My question is this also. Should you look at their social media before meeting them?
I always do that.
I know. I think everyone does, right? Okay.
I when I'm coaching clients, the first thing we do is we put their profiles up. And then we look at the matches. And then we hop over to Facebook and Instagram just to make sure the photos are recognizable. Mm. You know, like photos on a dating site sometimes are prom shots, and photos on Instagram and Facebook are really, you know, an authentic, genuine, sometimes unfiltered, but not taken by a photographer. So we want to make sure that, you know, the person didn't post a photo that was 10 years old. Mm. And yes, that happens a lot.
It does, right?
Yeah.
So people do a lot of stuff there in that. But now what about like vetting people and stuff like this? How far would you go to research someone when you start dating?
Because you can go cyber stalking.
Yeah. No, because I can tell you, I got some stories, man. But I mean, would you go as far as doing criminal background check and things like this?
Not
women
before
do that,
first date.
Right?
Yeah, yes, of course they do that. But the fact is, I would wait. I mean, get past the third date and see if, you know, there's anything that's going to stick in the relationship. Right. If you get to the point where someone says, hey, you know, I really only like to date one person at a time, and I'm going to take my profile down, go do your background search and make sure they don't have a criminal record, and find out, like, you know, that they haven't been sued 10 times over.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, would you do that the same thing to their family? I mean, would you, like, research their family, too?
That's a little much.
That's way too much,
okay.
Right?
So I've got stories, yeah.
That's
people,
a line that you don't
go overboard.
Because also you can go deep, you know what I mean,
you
in
really
the cyber
can.
Stalking.
You can find out anything
yeah,
you want
crazy.
On people. But now let me ask you this. When you start dating someone, is it smart to friend them on those social networks, like on Facebook and stuff? Should they see what's going on in your life early on?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right? A big fat no. Right. Whenever someone sends a Facebook friend request, you know, while they're in the dating, communicating process and haven't met someone, ignore it. Just ignore it. And if they bring it up on the first date, just say, oh, you know, it takes a while before I get to know someone.
Right.
You know, because if you're on a dating site, you know, you're dating multiple people. You're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
So, you know, if you're doing a check-in at a hot restaurant, the guy's going to think, well, who was she out with last night?
Right.
Well, you might have been out with your cousin, but why have all this drama and this
so
suspicion?
Yeah.
Just don't friend
and
them.
Yeah, have to explain and everything. So there's a whole... Like etiquette, right? Of how you behave. I mean, dating is different from the way it used to be.
It is. And when we talk about etiquette, you know, we are seeing way too many texts sexed with private parts. And gosh, we don't even know the person who's sending them.
I know, we talk about this.
We don't even know that it's theirs.
Right, exactly.
The dick pic is unnecessary. Do we have to say it again?
Right, exactly.
But for the record, I never received a dick pic.
Really?
Good for you. Okay.
Now you will.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So your imagination is still a virgin in a way. You haven't really been...
It's just useless.
It is. But guys think that and it shows you because, I mean, you have the whole gamut of stupidity, you know? And guys are just like, they think that women are like them, you know? That they're like, they want to see, they're as visual and as nasty or, you know, whatever. But women are not like that for the most part.
No, I mean, a guy wants to swipe right and meet the girl who's got the hot cleavage. The girl does not want to connect with the guy who sent her a dick pic or asked her to say, hey, can you please send me a picture of, and you
when has that ever worked? Can I see this and then 2 years they're married and happily with the child? When has that worked? Really? Have you ever seen that happen?
Maybe it has, but they don't tell
that
you.
That has
you
never worked.
Because some people are into that stuff. Send me the, know,
yeah,
sex
yeah, I mean, I guess.
And all that, you know. I mean,
weird.
Anonymous sex. But but I'll tell you why I like Bumble, because I think it gives the women more freedom and it gives the guys a better opportunity too, because what happens is the woman is not bombarded by millions of messages, so they actually can stop and see who you are, you know? Because I imagine, and I've talked to women that do this, and attractive women and stuff, they get like 1,000 messages a day. I don't get one, okay? So for me, the
experience... Do you have your thing on? Did you turn it on?
Yeah, I have it on. Okay. But the thing is that the... it depends what kind of experience you have,
you know?
You know, I don't know.
How can he get more messages? Let's say that. What's a good coach advice for him?
Well, here's the thing. Guys, you know, really have to send a lot more messages. You know,
you have to be out there.
You need to send 50 messages to get 2 responses, sorry to say, but that's the way it is, because we do get bombarded as women, and depends on how we feel. And the best time to actually write to people is Sunday night. And the reason Sunday night is sort of what OkCupid calls rush hour is because either you had a lousy day on Saturday or you stayed home and felt sorry for yourself on Saturday. So it's like Sunday is the day where you go, you know what, I got to get myself back on that saddle. And I need to have a date by next weekend. And so I have 5 or 6 days to figure this out. So that's when the most activity is. And then here's a little secret. Some of the sites will charge you, and believe me, the $3 is worth it. It's less than a cup of gourmet coffee. But during these peak hour times, again, or 7 o'clock at night on a Sunday, if you pay $3, you get to, and Tinder, you get Tinder boosts, so you show up more often. There's top spot on Match.com for the same reason. I think it's $3. You appear 3 times as often.
That's really useful.
And OkCupid has it as well, and they call theirs rush hour. And so anytime you log on to the site and you get a pop-up, yeah, they want money from you. But if you get the pop-up and it says it's rush hour, spend $3 and see how many more views and emails that you will get. But if you're going to send an email and you want to reply, here are 3 tips. 1, make sure you use the girl's name. And on a dating
app, she puts it there. Right, if not, you just use like the screen name.
Use the screen name. But if you're on Bumble, it'll say the name. It'll say Tori.
And spell it right. If you spell T-O-R-I, I'm not going to. I'm not kissing you.
Exactly. At least pay attention to what's going on.
So let's say you were writing to me. Don't write, hi, Julia, which everybody does.
Right.
Hi, Julie. And then use the exclamation point, because we're trying to add a little personality, which you have a lot of personality, into sort of like this, you know, written email or text. So say, hi, Julie, exclamation mark. And then just say what you liked about my profile. Gee, that was really a beautiful picture of you playing next to the piano. Do you really play or is it just a photo? I mean, be funny about
it.
But ask a question, because then if you ask me a question, I'm probably going to answer it.
Right.
And then I subscribe to the Steve Jobs rule of thumb when it comes to communications and emails, and that's 5 sentences or less.
Yeah.
So if you're on a dating site and you're sending somebody like, hi, Julie, exclamation mark. That's a great picture next to the piano. You know, what's your favorite song? Question mark. I would love to hear from you and maybe start a conversation, and then sign it with your first name, not your screen name. So I know you're a real human. Right. Some guys actually know that we want to really feel safe, and they'll actually even put their last name in, because they're going to go, you know what? She's going to Google me anyway. Mm-hmm. Why don't I just tell her my last name?
Right. Well, so far I'm doing pretty well as far as your advice.
Is that what you're doing?
But I'm getting nothing. Okay, now let me explain to you something.
What do you have?
I get, but it's almost by the picture. I can already tell if it's gonna, when I swipe right, if it's gonna like connect or not. Okay,
but see, I don't
because
know
because I'm getting all the leftovers. All right, I don't know. I'm being honest here. I don't get even one, you know. And so, but the thing is what, but that's, I think you, when you make the move, then you can more or less pick who you want to be with, you know. But at the same time, everybody's going after the attractive people.
Of course.
So they don't even, maybe they don't even notice you because there's so many messages in there.
Oh, you're a handsome guy.
Yeah, I don't
understand. Well, thank you. But the handsomeness means nothing, you know. I mean, you, there's so many handsome people here. So many beautiful people in L.A. People don't stop for a second to look at you.
Do you have a picture of you, like not with L.A. Talk Radio, but like on the radio, like with a headphone?
I do one.
Because that's
do
cool.
I do have one like that.
Okay, right? You'd think
I have one on a horse. I'm not really a horse rider, but whoa. It looks good.
Is it Putin? Is your shirt off? So random.
So, but no, because I went horseback riding. I thought this would be a nice different picture so they can see my whole body.
Sure, sure.
A couple of, you know, one with friends and where I'm clearly, you know, with two friends and you can tell who I am there. And then a headshot, you know. So, I mean, I think I'm doing it pretty right. You know, pretty well.
I ditched the friends photo.
The friends photo? Because yeah. I think people like to see that, no? Or you said on Facebook more, right?
More on Facebook. And guess what? If you wrote to me and I was actually single and I wanted to write back, I'd hop right over to your Facebook and I'd look at your friends and I'd see if they were like, you know, partying with beer bottles 24/7.
Right. It's always beach week and you're playing beer pong and I'm like, okay, no.
But that's if their profile is public. If it's not, you won't find out anything about them.
Well, that's not true. I mean, you'll always find if somebody's profiled, you'll always see their headshot and their cover photo. Right. And some people actually include the About Me section. And they actually have more information that's public. At the end of the day, you know, Google their name. Take that photo. And this is my little tip. Take that photo.
Put it in Google search.
And do the Google image reverse search and see if it really matches the LinkedIn profile or whether it matches a porn site.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you have to have their last name, right?
No. You just take that
their photo.
You
cut and paste it.
Oh, you mean you search the photo and you see if you can find it somewhere.
That's how you
can, I know that.
Yeah.
But the question is, though, is that what if you can't find them based on the
harder.
Photo?
Try harder.
No, really. I mean, because what if that photo is only in one place? You
don't
know?
Obsess over it. Just chat. If you have a great conversation, put a date on the calendar in the middle of the day, lunchtime, coffee.
That was my other question. Is that the new dating is like more lunchtime-ish? The coffee date's like the new drink, I feel like. That's people feel a little safer in the day.
I mean, people should feel safer in the day. There are people, I mean, I get wary when somebody says, well, I'd like to take you out to dinner, and then they pick the fanciest restaurant in town, and I know it's going to be $300.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, why are they trying to impress me so much? I'd rather just sort of go into a casual environment, because if I feel nothing, it's easy for me to walk away.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, maybe they want you to feel bad and feel,
obviously,
he took me to such an expensive dinner, blah, blah, blah. But the question is, I mean, you're asking about the coffee and the lunch. Yeah, it's cheaper. I mean, think about it. When you're a guy and you're taking out so many women, okay, not many, but you're trying to find one, so you're dating maybe a couple times a week, three times a week. You know, dinner, $300 a pop, that's a lot of money to
it
date
is.
Like that.
It is. Dating is expensive. I mean, let's talk about that
it
for
is.
A second.
So that's why, but the first time should be something not expensive, right?
Yeah, go for a casual lunch. I'm not a big coffee date person.
Yeah,
because,
but a lunch
because
makes sense.
A lunch, if you go to a casual restaurant, I mean, there's so many fun little casual restaurants, you know, with $11 entrees. And go to a casual restaurant and just take the time to get to know somebody more than you would on a 20-minute coffee date. I can't tell you how many guys show up to coffee dates and don't order coffee. And it just screams cheap.
Weird. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get a coffee.
Or one once came with his own bottle of water.
No, not good.
Right?
No, that's
his own
not
bottle
good.
Of water.
Yeah, well,
15 minutes, I said, I got to go. Don't be cheap, but don't, you know, go overboard, because then we think, like, what's your agenda here?
Yeah, for sure. We're talking to Julie Spira. The website is cyberdatingexpert.com. You can find out a lot of stuff about this. And as you can see, Julie knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, you just won a big award. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. This is really exciting. This was just last week.
Uh-huh.
I I was a finalist for Best Dating Coach of the Year for the iDate Awards. And I got all dressed up and got nervous and didn't think I was going to win, even though I thought I deserved to win. And everybody told me they voted me. I'm like, damn it, I deserve to win.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then they called out one of five finalists, you know, from all over the world. And I won for Best Dating Coach. So.
There you go.
Of
you
the
see,
year.
I told you, we only bring you great guests here. We don't bring garbage on the show,
no.
man.
No,
it's only award winners.
Right. And the iDate Awards, it's sort of like the Academy Awards for the dating industry. And it's kind of a big deal. So I now have this wonderful trophy in my house. It's also a weapon in case anybody breaks
in. Of course.
In.
Sure. How is it? Like, is it like two people holding hands? Like, what is the trophy for dating?
Oh,
or coach? Is it just a person like teaching?
You know, it's just sort of one of those glass or plexiglass things.
Oh, like a stadium. Yeah.
You know, it looks like, it's an award.
Right,
it's
on.
A trophy.
Right on.
It's big. It's got some height to it. It's heavy. It's weapon material.
But nice.
But anyway, it's such an honor that the industry voted for me and the singles also voted me because it was open to the public, the voting.
Very nice.
Very cool.
So you mentioned you wrote a book. The Perils of Cyber Dating. Tell us a little bit about the book. When did you publish it?
The book came out on Valentine's Day in 2009, but the idea and the name of the book came out in 1994, right? When you went online. Maybe it's because I had a date with you.
No? Yeah.
And
1994 is not when I went online. 1994 is when the internet started coming in, but we had CompuServe, we had America Online, things like this
right.
before the internet.
Right.
So, but I'd been in computers many years. But yeah, we don't want to date ourselves, right?
No,
so,
we don't want to date ourselves.
Yeah, we'll say we were babies when the internet started.
So when I was a child, I started collecting stories because I wasn't allowed to date because I was underage, and I started collecting these really funny, ridiculous stories about bad behavior on dates, people that weren't recognizable. About one guy that, starts screaming in a restaurant because he thought I looked like his dead wife.
Is that real?
And it's real. And he pulled out a picture from his wallet of his nearly deceased wife. And she kind of did look like
Whoa.
Me. Only she was skinnier.
What?
And yeah. And so she...
You're tiny.
Right. I'm tiny. And I couldn't believe that. But she basically, she died. She had anorexia, bulimia, just like a Karen Carpenter story. And it was very, very sad. But for some reason, it triggered some like crazy button in him, and he started like showing this picture to all the other patrons in the restaurant, going, "Doesn't she look like my dead wife?"
Oh my G!
So I said, I'm really so sorry for your loss, but I think I gotta go.
Yeah, wow!
Is that the quickest you've ever left a date? That's got to be like, I got to get out of here.
It was pretty quick.
That's a perilous situation.
Yeah. Right? That's anytime even you bring up the dead wife, I feel like time to go on that first date,
Right, right. Okay. He should have saved it for the second date.
Yeah,
right?
Something, exactly. Yeah, that's so true. Funny.
So I wrote the book and it became a bestseller. And then I started quickly writing dating advice for all the major sites, Match.com, eHarmony, Plenty of Fish, Zoosk. And then my career just... took off. Yeah.
So tell me something. I mean, I since you're already here, I might as well get some advice from you, right?
Girl.
Okay. So my question is this. For my age, I'm 56 years old. What's the best app to date? Because, what happens? Let me tell you what happens on those
Tell
things.
Us what
okay.
happens, Sam.
I go for like younger women, not much younger, but, in their 40s.
Okay.
45, whatever. And, but none of them connect because... the younger women don't look for my age group. So I need to find out what's going on here. Why am I not connecting with people here?
Would you date somebody your own age if she was attractive?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So on your profile...
Well, not only attractive, but it's got to be more than attractive,
of course.
Well, you
have to have a connection, a spiritual
right,
connection.
Right, of course. But that's the thing, is I get women that are older than I am,
And you don't get like, the right you're not getting like the 50, 45 to 50.
Right. Yeah, and you can forget about anything earlier. Nobody swipes. I mean, nobody says, nobody at 40 says, I'm looking for a 56-year-old. Now, you have to understand that, 40 is not that young. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm going to rob the cradle or anything. But look, I mean, that's how men are, okay? What can I tell
I know,
you, right?
You guys are visual.
We look for younger all the time. And it's sad commentary, but we're shallow, and I admit it. But but no, the thing is that what's a good app for my age group?
Well, I really think I happen to love OkCupid. And the reason I love OkCupid is it's free. It's easy to sign up. They ask you these really like thought-provoking questions that you have to answer. And then they show you what percentage match you are with someone.
Right.
And I found that there were a lot of really, you know, super educated, artistic, interesting people on OkCupid. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't people that just want to hook up because, you know, there's something for everyone. But figure out what you're looking for. And if you connect with someone, OkCupid is a great app. Oh. And
have you tried OkCupid?
I think some time ago. But, yeah. But I mean, isn't that like it matches you? Or can you search for people too?
You search for people. You can search? You absolutely search for people. So in other words, you can search by religion. You can search by age, which guys always search by age. That's why women lie about their age.
Right. You see, and that's the thing, and I brought it up too. So I'm not weird, okay?
I mean,
it's just the way we're wired.
You're
but
just dicks.
But that's not to say, you know, I mean, the thing is I have realized, okay, like for physical reasons, I may be attracted to younger women, but the thing is intellectually,
yeah, you are
emotionally,
not. Yeah, you got to have someone.
Emotionally,
who knows
I felt much more comfortable connecting with women my age.
Okay, well then find a pretty girl your age who's smart and who thinks that you're just, you know, like
the best thing ever, right?
Rocking great.
Okay, well, let's see where I can find those, you know.
OkCupid, try it. My friends are getting married in May from OkCupid.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and they are both non-dating online people. They're good, creative, very intellectual. One works at a museum.
Right.
One's a comic book writer. They're cool people.
Right.
So OkCupid does have that reputation, in my friends at least, of being more like, you know, an alternative, more cool and intellectual one.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll try JDate too. I mean, that worked for me before. And, you know, just find... You know, people in the tribe.
People in the tribe, babe.
But you see, the thing is, it doesn't make a difference to me. So why would I go on that?
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Well, then, you know, you can go on Match.com and just check off the box. It says Jewish and spiritual, but not religious. And see who pops up.
Yeah, I know.
Totally.
I know. But would you say that each site has its own, like, type of people?
Yes, I know. Each site has their own reputation for attracting certain types of people. But if everybody's on 3 to 4 sites... or 3 to 4 apps, the same person on OkCupid is going to be on Match and is going to be on Bumble and is going to be on Tinder. So just decide where you want to hang your hat when you have an extra 5 minutes. Do you want to swipe on Tinder? Do you want to swipe on Bumble? Just download them, these 3 or 4, and see which one you just
enjoy the interface.
The interface
works with it, yeah.
And don't give up Bumble, because that's a good one, but make sure you don't like get lazy. You got to respond in 24 hours.
No, I always respond. I respond... to everybody, well, okay, unless I swiped right on them without really looking, you know.
It's so funny, swipe right later, has become this vernacular now.
It is, you
and
know.
And I got married right before I found my husband, right before swipe right and left. So is right good?
Yeah, right is what you
want. So right means you're attracted to them and you'd like to be matched.
Swipe right is good.
And when you swipe right. When you swipe left, it means, nah, not my type, you know, whatever.
God.
And so you have to have a mutual match. So in other words, if the woman swipes right because she likes
he swipes right.
The guy's got to swipe right, and then it becomes a mutual match, and then you can chat in the bubble, exchange digits,
this
and hopefully
cray-cray.
Meet.
This is cray-cray.
And speaking of swipe right, I actually have swipingright.com, and it's a dating coaching.
You're so smart. You are brilliant.
It's a dating coaching service for people on mobile apps.
Oh, that's God, cool. You are really good.
Now, would you say that the mobile apps are as effective as apps or websites, like going on the website on your computer and everything? Do you think, I mean, do people take the apps themselves seriously too, or like they do websites? Because like if you tell me, okay, Match.com, eHarmony.com, I'm going, okay, so I'm going on the website there. There's a lot of information I have to put in.
These younger kids, they like it on their mobile phone.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's an age thing because the millennials, millennials love the mobile apps. And the boomers
we like the computer
tend to like the computer. So last year, the same study I was telling you about, the Pew Internet study on online dating, showed that there was three times as many people, and that were millennials, that were using dating sites and apps. And of course, we believe it's because of Tinder. But, you know, twice as many singles over 50 are now using dating sites. So you're finding, like, your children and your grandparents. I mean, everybody's sort
everybody
of doing
in the
it.
Same place, right?
Or when you match with, like, your second cousin and it's real creepy.
That's
real creepy.
Wow. That is weird. It's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
It's okay. I matched with an ex-fiance and that was equally as creepy.
Oh, God. Isn't that weird? Get out of my vision.
Well, Julie Spira, we're totally out of time. Tell people how they can find you, how they can connect with you.
Well, this is cyberdatingexpert.com. You can sign up for the free weekly flirt newsletter, you know, dating advice in your inbox. And I am all over social media, so please follow me at Twitter, at Julie Spira, on Instagram, at Julie Spira. I am posting a video every day on Instagram on how to ramp up your search to get a Valentine's date.
Wow, you see, so there's a lot of content, folks, you know, and... And people don't appreciate that. You know, I mean, we provide so much content for free out there for people, and they just like sort of expect it, you know? I mean, all this stuff we used to pay a lot of money for, you know?
Right. I mean, so, I have to have free advice out there, but there are people that really need their hands held, and then they sign up for my digital
matchmaker program.
Provide
your service and you help them.
Absolutely.
I mean, I could use it myself.
Why not?
You know?
I think so.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I mean, guys, really, and the thing is, it's really, it's a whole different experience, this dating, whether you're a woman or if you're a man. It's a whole different thing, right? It's a whole different set of rules.
There's a different set of rules.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, Julie. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
It's just a lot of fun.
Yes.
Thank you,
full
Julie.
Of information. You're welcome back anytime.
Oh, thank you.
And if I can help it, I'll force Amy to send you back here again. Yeah.
We love Amy.
We love Amy.
We have silent Amy. People always wonder, who is this mysterious Amy that won't get on the
mic?
She's
a figment of our imagination.
Right. But she makes things happen, and we thank Amy for everything. So, Julie, thanks again. Much more success to you.
Thank you.
In the future, congratulations on the awards and everything. And that's it. Friday, Tori, have a good weekend.
You too. Go cray cray.
Yes. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Get some dating done over the weekend, and we'll hear about it, folks.
Yeah.
So let us know. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.